This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
On the line is Danzel Vanderventel. He's the founder and MD of Maestro's Academy. A very sporting good morning to you, Danzel.
Good morning, Brad. Good morning, listeners.
So when we talk sport, I know that it must be making you very excited because you've been involved in sport your whole life. You've always been a sporting guy and now taking sport to other kids. Before we even get into the nitty-gritty of what it is that you do practically, in your mind, what would you say is the power of sport? What would you say to that?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, Brad. I would definitely say sports. We use the platform of sports to instill life skills to the kids, you know. So there's a lot of things which sports teaches us.
Yeah.
And, you know, in life, we often don't learn from the teacher. We often ignore the word that daddy has to say, that mommy has to say. But when a fun environment is being created, you know, and you're engaging with your mates, you know, the lessons that you've been taught on the sports field is actually life lessons. So that's what I would say. We use the platform of sports to install life lessons into the kids, you know.
Yeah, and I've heard many testimonies of even very successful sportsmen that we end up watching on television, Danzel, who've often said the power of sport kept them out of trouble. It's the thing that taught them things like you've just shared with us. Taking people out of where they might have made worse choices or spent time with other friends, they found something in the movement of sport, the camaraderie of sport, and the discipline of sport.
Definitely. I think that it gives you a sense of identity. So whereas, you know, you would have been led astray, you know, by being involved with the wrong crowd, you know, the discipline of sport and the confidence which you get once you start discovering yourself, once you start discovering your capabilities, you know, you start committing yourself to that because there's something positive now which you discovered about yourself, you know.
Yeah.
So that drives you, that really drives you. And before you know it, you committed into this pattern of good behavior, you know. And before you know it, that negative picture of falling astray is out of the window, you know.
Yeah, and did that sport meant something similar to that for you? I mean, you started off even, I'm sure, sporting throughout your life and then get involved even when you were in your late teenage years in the Belleville South area working with primary school students. I mean, that's something that's clearly really burning on your heart even from when you were a teenager.
Yes, definitely. So the journey started back in 2003. You know, I've always been very passionate about coaching, you know. So as a 17-year-old, started working with the primary school kids, you know, and that for me was it really gave me fulfillment, and it also it gave me a sense of belonging, if I can put it to you like that, you know. And then that progressed to 2007, where my professional career started at Double Peninsula Cricket Academy. You know, in 2010 the World Cup was here, so the soccer fever was very high, you know, and that is where I actually identify the interest and the talent amongst just not the youth but the older guys as well.
Yes.
So that led me to found a team in the Oval South. And that inspired to a Sunday league, which has still been unsuccessfully, you know. So from a playing side, in 2010, I've been involved. I was fortunate enough to be involved with the Western Province first class setup.
Amazing.
So that obviously created a platform. I got introduced to my heroes, you know, and you know, growing up looking at Ursel Gibson and Graham Smith, them, and suddenly being here alongside them on the training field was just an awesome experience within itself, you know. In 2013, I made a move to Cricket School of Excellence. And they identified my value more than just a coach, and I became a manager there in 2015. And that has been the build-up to 2016, where I founded Maestro Sports Academy.
We're talking to Danzel. He's the founder and MD of Maestro's Academy. When you talk about Maestro's, we see your journey has involved more sports than just cricket, and that's really what Maestro's is about. It isn't just focused on one discipline. You're a multi-discipline sports academy.
That is correct, yes. That's correct. So yes, so we cover cricket, soccer, rugby, netball and hockey. That's the main focus. And our program is it's a coaching program. So from one-on-one coaching, where you will have the opportunity to unleash your full potential, you know, you get to work. It's a one-on-one session, 60 minutes. So this really creates a platform where we can tap into that and unleash your full potential, you know.
Yeah.
From that to group coaching, we do that at schools, you know. We offer birthday parties, holiday clinics.
Wow.
You know, and recently relaunched Maestros, you know. So the lockdown highlighted the need for more community work, you know, hence the foundation of the NPO.
Mm.
So this was a perfect opportunity to combine the relaunch with the rebranding, you know. So I feel we get at the stage where we need to give back to the community.
Yeah.
And that's what we started in 2020. You know, we go into the communities, we use the platform of sports to engage with the youngsters. As we alluded to earlier on, you know, giving them that new sense of identity.
Mm.
You know, they're no longer looking up to the gangster or the older brother as a hero, but they're now looking up to us as coaches.
Wow.
You know, installing positive values and morals into them. And our partnership with the Western Cape Education Department created a platform where we can use the platform of sports to run a mentorship program with them and an educational program. So that is what we're currently busy with regards to the community work. So yeah.
Yeah, Denzel, this must be a challenging time, though. You know, different seasons bring about different sports in schools in particular, mm-hmm. and now with some of the restrictions on contact sport, I mean, that must put mm-hmm. a lot of pressure on you and what you're doing.
It does, Brad. And, you know, COVID it's been tough on the business. You know, obviously, we weren't able to render a service.
Mm.
So, quite a few months, it gave me time just to reflect on the way forward.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, God always uses what is meant to break us for His glory.
Mm.
You know, and that is what I've experienced with this whole lockdown. It gave me time to reflect, you know, and that brought about the NPO, you know, so we're busy now reviving the academy. So hopefully the youth that you've been, that is on the 16th of June, next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Hopefully this is going to create a platform for us to revive things again, you know. So, I would like to invite the listeners to the youth day event. It's going to be at Brackenfell Action Sports Arena.
Oh, nice.
So it's going to be entertainment for the whole family. You know, we're going to have kiddies entertainment. We're going to have MCs. You know, we're going to have a skills development program with an ex-pro tier player. As a surprise, I'm not going to mention any names now.
Oh.
And, and the tournament itself, you know. So hopefully this will create a platform for us just to revive things again and go back to doing the community work we were doing and giving back, you know. So yeah.
Well, two things before I greet you this morning, Denzel. The first one is, if people want to know more about Maestros, they're saying, wow, we'd love something like this at our school. We'd love something. We'd love a party like this, or we'd like something that's private that kids can come and be a part of. You know, they've got the space or they can, and they'd love to know more. This is really exciting. Can you share some contact details where people can find you, a website, a Facebook page, a phone number, email address, anything like that?
Certainly. So, yeah, so the people can go onto our Facebook page. We got a bit more info on there. So the time this morning is not enough to touch on everything which you are doing, but all the info is on there. So it's at Maestro Sports Academy. That's on Facebook. We're also on Instagram, so that's at Maestros Academy ZA.
Mm-hmm.
And my personal cell phone number and my WhatsApp is 064. That's 837-1238.
Do you want to share that number just one more time there, Denzel? So the people will quickly have to grab a pen, so quickly repeat that number.
So it's 064-837-1238.
Fantastic. So that's Denzel van der Ventel. He's the founder and MD of Maestros Academy. Go and find out more and keep your eyes and ears open to local media and find out what's happening in Youth Day Tournament. That's Youth Day, and that's going to be at the Brackenfell Sports Action Sports Arena. So take your kids down there. If you want more information, you can get hold of Danzel. You can go to their Facebook page. You can go to their Instagram page. And you can WhatsApp Danzel. You can get all of those details. And you can go and take your kids down. There's a big day to look forward to. Are we going to see more in local media advertising? What's coming up on that tournament on Youth Day?
Yes, so we've shared all the info on the social media pages.
Mm-hmm.
Within the next week or so, we will definitely share a bit more info.
Great.
There's one or two interviews that's also lined up. Have a look at all our Facebook pages and our Instagram pages. All the info will be shared, eh?
Fantastic. That's Danzel van der Ventel. He's the founder and MD of Maestro's Academy, making changes in the community and also making himself available and him and his team to ensure excellence in sporting wherever you play it and wherever your kids play it. Danzel, thanks so much for your time this morning. Have a great Friday and a good weekend.
Thank you, Brad. Have an awesome day. Cheers, listeners.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.